This is the Obsessive Creative Podcast. I'm Luke Cleland, your host, and guys, we're back, and it feels so good. I cannot believe it's been almost a year and a half since our last episode, which is totally and utterly bananas. I thought it was going to be a few months break while I stirred up some new ideas and process for this podcast, but it just wasn't quite the right time, and I wanted to really put 120% into this podcast, and I didn't want to start this new season until I was there. And so here I am, I'm ready. And to give you, I think the best place to start with this new episode is with my business partner, my creative partner, my muse, my best friend. Allie Cleland is my wife, and I've talked about her a lot on this podcast, and I thought, we need to have her on the podcast. And in true obsessive creative fashion, I've talked about this before on this podcast about trying things, playing around with ideas. And we played around with the idea of us both being on the podcast every episode to put it on video on YouTube. Whew. And we tried that idea, and it was too much. It was distracting from what we really wanted to do. And so while Allie is not going to be here every single week, she is going to be a regular guest here on this episode, on this podcast. I'm excited for you guys to hear from her. She has a pretty cool story, and I'm excited for you to hear about it. She was working as a neonatal intensive care nurse at one of the top hospitals in the world, and is now the creative director for our own business. So quite the transition. And one more thing before we get into the episode, I just wanted to say thanks to so many of you, whether you were already a listener and you're listening to previous episodes, and new listeners, welcome. I do exist and I am here. There are new episodes coming. But I was just blown away by how many of you continue to listen over the past year plus while I was gone from the podcast. But I'm very excited. I have so many things that I've learned over this past year that I'm so excited to share with you, and I'm really looking forward to the future of this podcast. So thanks for joining me so far, and I'm looking forward to this journey ahead. So without further ado, here is my wife, Allie Cleland. So as I thought about this podcast and how I could really improve it and build upon it, I asked my wife to say, hey, you want to join me on this podcast? And she enthusiastically said yes.
And here I am.
And here you are. So why are we doing this podcast together, Allie? Why are you here?
Well, I think part of the reason is because we have these conversations anyway.
Yeah.
All the time.
Well, and that's true, because a lot of my inspiration for the podcast when I was doing it last season was things that we were already talking about. And then I put that together, wrote it down, and that was the podcast episode. And I thought, how much better would it be if you were here to add to the conversation and to add like a whole different perspective that I don't bring to this podcast as a woman and female entrepreneur, creative
woman and female
extravaganza.
Did you hear that? I'm both.
Okay, so today's podcast episode, we are going to
Casual Friday.
It is Casual Friday.
This may or may not be Luke's sweatshirt. What you can't see, well, you may not be able to see any of it if you're listening to it on podcast, but what you can't see, and I thought Luke would include my feet, but
strawberry socks.
The cutest strawberry socks that I may or may not have splurged on. Just a little bit.
Okay. Okay. We're getting,
that was important,
off topic here for sure. Okay. So first I thought it'd be interesting to start off by doing a little bit of your background, Allie, like why you're on a creative, obsessive creative podcast, why I thought I could bring you into this and it would make sense. So tell the people Why does this make sense?
The question is, how far back do you want to go?
Okay.
Because really, these conversations started more than a decade ago.
That's
but we don't
true.
Need to go back there.
We don't need to go back
no,
there.
No, we won't go back.
Let's go to the latest iteration.
Mm,
yeah. So you were working as a nurse. You've been working as a nurse for how long?
5 years before moving to Canada.
Okay.
And then enters Canada into my life. Also, this Canadian that I married.
Mm-hmm. Delicious. Amazing.
Yeah, so the problem with moving to Canada as a nurse is it took 2 years for me to get my license, which was, I thought, the worst thing ever.
The worst thing.
But now looking back, it may have been the best thing ever. So
why is that?
I was immersed, whether I wanted it or not, fully into our wedding business.
Yeah.
Your wedding business.
Well, and the big thing was because, especially at the time, I was like, I hate Instagram so much. I hate these things. I don't like doing these things. And you're like, I'd love to do those things. So while you were waiting for your license, you, well, quite happily started doing some things in this business. And then I realized how good you were at it.
Well, and right I guess I had second shot weddings with you.
Right.
Like plenty of times, even a week after our own wedding, which we won't go into that. Don't recommend.
That's another time. That's another podcast.
But that's fine.
Working as a couple. Okay, continue.
Yeah, and I think the key thing was you gave me full creative control.
That's true. I called you the creative director and I said, do whatever you want.
You said,
can rebrand it, rename it, do anything you want.
You said, you are the creative director of our home. And our business now, or the Instagram, at least I had full creative control over over Instagram.
Instagram. I think it started as Instagram. It
started as Instagram.
That's true. So what we're trying to say and trying to get to is that you were working as a nurse, but you had a desire to be in the creative field, right?
Yes.
Like forever.
Yeah.
I think that's something that's why you're really important aspect to this podcast is because of the idea. Like the reason I called it obsessive creative is because there are people out there that whether you're doing it or not, you're either obsessively creating things or you're obsessively thinking about creating things. And I think that's where you were for a long time.
Well, it was coming out in, in the NICU where I was working as a nurse and like I had to have the perfect onesie on my baby, the colors, the crib, everything had to work.
And no one else cared about those.
And
things.
No one else cared.
Like they cared
like
to make sure.
Maybe
it was
a
nice.
Few people.
Sure, sure.
Like they cared it was clean.
Yeah. But.
But the design aspect wasn't always there.
Right.
You know, I don't know if it would have been just something I dreamed about unless I was plunged in. And I mentioned it being probably a blessing in disguise. I didn't get my nursing license right away. And I say that because I eventually did get it. I got the dream job I wanted. So
okay, yeah, and that brings us to present day. Present day. You got your dream job.
I got my dream job, and it was an amazing experience, but it also taught me, like, oh, I got, like, a little taste of this creative entrepreneur life, and I got to see kind of, like, even the fruit of my labors a little bit of, like, oh, this is working. And then I got this dream job, and it just confirmed like, oh, maybe actually the creative path is you're more suited to it. And crazy enough, I quit my nursing job a year ago. It's been a year.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, so I quit the dream job.
Quit the dream
the
job.
The salary.
And the amount of people that were like, oh, you got your nursing job and you got you like, oh, wow, you got that job that you've wanted. Wait, you quit?
And this is still, it still blows people's minds.
It's very shocking to a lot of people. But to us, it seemed like the most, especially to me, the most obvious thing ever. And I think that's another point, too, is that it's sometimes easier for other people to see, you know, your own abilities or talent, especially. And this is a hang up for a lot of people. Oh, I didn't go to art school. So like, how can I be an artist?
Which I still have that hang
up.
Yeah.
And I need to tell you. And then I tell you like, legitimately, you have more talent than people that have spent so much money on art school. for various number of reasons. But okay, so let's transition this point, because I think it's a good jumping off point, into the kind of nuggets. Ooh, I hate that word.
Me too.
The nuggets of what we want to talk about today, and that is becoming the person you want to become. Is there a snappier way to say that? I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Becoming who you want to become.
So instead of focusing on like, oh, these are the goals I want to accomplish, approaching it more of like, who am I becoming?
And that was a big transition for you, was you were looking down the line 5-10 years and you really liked your dream job and it was in some ways really fulfilling. Mm-hmm. But you look 10 years down the line and you're like, like, I'm not going to become the person that I want to become because there's things that I'm not doing that I am obsessively thinking about and not trying that. And when you weren't trying those things, it was killing you a little bit inside. Mm. Is that a fair way to say it?
Yeah, I think so.
So I reread James Clear's book, Atomic Habits.
So good.
And that's what spurred us on to talking about becoming, you know, someone that you want to become, and spurred on like, we should do this podcast together. And that is, actually, I don't think he says this in the, does he say this in the book? I think kind of, but we went through a process of saying, okay, in 10 years from now, or I don't know if it was 10 years, but we were like, when we're 39, because that seems kind of far away. But then also not so far away where it feels impossible to kind of plan for and think about. Mm. And it doesn't matter if you're 39 or 59 or 69. The point is like, what's, you know, look at 5 years, 7 years away from this time and then say, who do I want to be then? Because.
And then working backwards from that.
Yeah.
And being like, okay, this is who I want to become. So what do I need to do to get there?
Right. Yeah. And when you looked, because I think it's easy literally for years to go by and you thinking about, oh, I would really want to become an artist. I really want to paint. I really want to paint. And then
5 years have gone by
and you never do it, especially because you got your dream job and a year went
so fast. And like, it wasn't sustainable too. I feel like this is worth the mention, like working that job full time.
Yes.
And our business was so crazy.
Yes. Doing like night shift, like half night shift, half day shift, and then shooting weddings.
On the weekends that you aren't. It was a bit much.
Definitely.
But that year flew by.
It did.
It was wild.
And I think so that's the important thing. Like who do you want to become? So maybe you're listening to this. What we did was we sat down and we wrote down a list of things that, and not just, you know, a creative business, but we did it for all areas of our life. Instead of focusing on, I want to like have this much as a salary, I want this, or my house to be this big, we focused more on kind of like character level things of who, the type of person that you want to be. Like, so instead of being like, I want to make $50,000 a year as a painter, even though like goals like that can be helpful, I think those fall apart really easily. And it's easier to be like, well, I want to be a person that I want to be a type of person that spends time to paint every week. How can you do something and sustain that indefinitely for the rest of your life?
And it's more like character shaping attributes, mm-hmm, that you're writing down that you can go back and read that actually help recalibrate your motivations.
We wrote, okay, who do I want to become when I'm 39? And we wrote a whole bunch of things down. And then we also wrote down, you're like yawning so much. Am I boring you? What do I want? You know, who do I want to become when I'm 39? And then to kind of narrow that down, we looked at the next 6 months And so, like, okay, in order to accomplish the thing from 5 years, 7 years from now, it probably means that I have to kind of actively do things every 6 months. Is that kind of how we broke it down? Mm-hmm. And so then we wrote two more lists. In 6 months, this is why I succeeded. And in 6 months, this is why I failed. And we just narrowed down things that were like, okay, this is who I want to be in 10 years. And you already know the reasons why you don't do them, or you already know the reasons why you haven't started. So it's like, okay, I'm going back to a painter a lot. I don't know why, but oh, I want to be a painter in 10 years. Okay. Well, in order to be a painter in 10 years, you gotta paint. Well, it's like, well, I don't even know how to paint. Well, it's like, okay, well, maybe you need to start by, you're the type of person who watches a YouTube video once a week about learning how to paint at the beginning. And you can do that indefinitely. And you'll do that for a couple of weeks, and put that down in your list of like, this is why I succeeded in 6 months. I made like some steps towards who I want to become in 10 years, or 6 years or whatever. And, yeah, so for us, that's been really helpful. And I think the most important aspect of it is that you don't write it and never look at it again. We have been looking at this list at least every week, sometimes 4 or 5 times a week, because we get up at the beginning of the day and then we're like, oh, I don't want to do that thing that I said I need to do in order to be the person I need to be in 10 years. That seems like too hard. And instead we're like, all right, let's pull up the list. We got to read our list. And when you read those lists, this is yawn 14 for you.
Try not to. Like, end of the week.
It's worse when you don't try, because it's like you got like bubble gum in your mouth. Allie's yawning a lot, if you can't tell from what's happened here.
Sorry, guys. And then go back and read it. And then you're like, okay, I have to face it now because my excuses are right in front of me and I can't just do my normal thing and make it these excuses.
To finish up this part, I think the most important aspect about this that really helped us was, and this is right from his book, James Clear Atomic Habits, was forgetting about the goal and focusing on the process. So instead of focusing so much on, and because I think that's really deliberating. No.
Liberating?
No. The opposite of that. What like stops you? What's the word? Debilitating.
Debilitating.
What's debilitating for a lot of people, especially when they want to go into some type of creative endeavor, is that it's just like this big, massive goal of like, I want to do this creative thing. And it's just like this big goal that's super overwhelming. That's how do you do, like, how do you even attack that? And that's why even ourselves, we have like an idea for a project and it's this big project and we're like, let's do this. And then what? We don't do it because we don't look at the process. Because if you don't like break down your big idea or your big goal into these small steps and turn it into a process, a boring process. And we've talked about this. How can you make your work just these boring steps that you have to do? Especially if it's something is overwhelming or scary. How can you make the steps so tiny where it seems almost too easy and dumb to do it that simply? So it's like, okay, if you want to be a painter, just get out your paints like once a week for 5 minutes and then put them back away. And you don't even have to paint, but just get in the habit of like pulling them out, because you need to be the type of person that brings your paint out every week if in 5 years you want to be a painter. And I think that's really helped us, even though it seems so simple. If you can break down your direction and goals of being a creative person, whether that's a business or a hobby, how can you break it down to like the easiest steps possible and go from there?
Yeah, I think that's reflective of James Clear's book. And he talks about, you know, the atomic habits, like developing them. One in particular, he's like, you know, if you want to run or exercise.
Yeah. Oh, that's
like,
so good.
It's a win if you literally put on your shoes. You put on your running shoes and that's it. That's a win.
Yeah, it is a win.
Yeah.
Being easy on yourself, too.
Yeah, and making it doable.
Yes, because I think it's really easy to be so hard on yourself. And I think especially people that are on the obsessive type, where they're just like, oh, I should have been a creative already. And to yawn again. Your brain needs oxygen.
Yes. The perfectionists.
Yeah, where it's like, I should have already accomplished this. I should have done this. I should have done that. And then when you say, all I need to do today is pull out my paint, well, that's stupid. That's like 400. I should have done that 15 years ago. But it is. It's like the most important step is starting at the easiest thing that you can do indefinitely.
Right.
Because you're now becoming a different person. And that's what it means to do things indefinitely for the rest of your life or however long you want to do it, is because you're a different person, you do these things without really thinking. And it's just part of
who you are.
Yeah. So who you can become. If you want to learn more or follow a little bit of what Allie and I are doing, you can find our wedding photography business that we both run together. It's called Cleland Photographs. You can find us on Instagram, and our website is clelandphotographs.com. You can follow Allie over at Allie Cleland, and you can follow me over at Luke WT Cleland on Instagram. I was going to say, if you enjoy this podcast, you know, give us a 5-star review, because it's a free show. We want to do this to help you and to entertain you and whatever. And somebody gave us a 4-star review. Like, that's the worst. So if you don't love this podcast, there are so many other free podcasts out there for you to listen to. You don't have to listen to ours. It's fine. But yeah, I would love for you to give us a 5-star review if you enjoyed it, if you want to continue listening, because it helps us so much. It helps the algorithms to reach out to other people that want to listen to this podcast. So I would love your help in that, giving us a 5-star review. And yeah, if you don't like it, that's okay. It's not gonna hurt my feelings. You can move on to another podcast. It's okay. But seriously, thanks for coming back, listening to another episode. And until next time, stay obsessed.